Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen White, TriDelta CEO and editor-in-chief of the award-winning Trident magazine. We are now several weeks into sheltering in place, staying at home, and dealing with the circumstances around COVID-19. What we're experiencing in the world today is unprecedented. And as TriDelta, we wanted to seek out the best advice for our members in unprecedented times. So we've launched a new podcast series called Three for You. We're asking some TriDelta experts to share three tips or best practices or insights for navigating this situation. As women at work, as students, as moms, as individuals, we're all seeking relevant advice right now. And we are so happy to be able to bring it to you. Now, we know a lot of our collegiate women, especially our seniors, right, are going to be making important transitions from college actually to career. That's actually the focus of TriDelta's Life After College series. And we feel as TriDelta that it's imperative, right, that we provide expert guidance to our members as they begin their careers and start to hone their professional etiquette. Joining us today with her three best business etiquette and protocol tips is Lynn Teal. Lynn is an alumna from our Phi Lambda chapter at Texas Christian. She is a longtime loyal TriDelta volunteer and a proven expert as a consultant in etiquette and protocol. Extensive experience in life skills training, business relationship development, and providing individuals and companies with transformational solutions. Simply put, Lynn believes that using courtesy and kindness is absolutely necessary and even life-altering. We're excited to have you here, Lynn. Welcome to Let's Talk TriDelta.
Thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate the invitation, and it's great to be here and speak with you today.
So Lynn, you're the expert when it comes to business etiquette. Tell us why you feel it's so important.
Oh my gosh, Karen, it is so important. I have this favorite quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson that says, "Your manners are always under examination and by committees little suspected who are awarding or denying you very high prizes when you least think of it." This to me says it all. People are always judging us and making decisions for us without us even knowing that that's happening. So we need to pay attention to that. Etiquette is a code of polite conduct that's based on social acceptance, and it exists to promote efficiency and to keep interactions courteous and positive. So you always want to be courteous and kind. It's purposeful that we have business etiquette. There are many, many elements of this for how we present ourselves using business etiquette and just being kind and courteous. And when we're doing this, we're representing ourselves and our companies as well. It includes how we communicate, how we correspond, our appearance, how we network, and how we conduct ourselves in meetings and how we dine. So there's lots of different areas. I mean, we're always doing something that somebody is watching, right?
Absolutely. And you know, you talk about kindness, right? I feel like we have the opportunity to represent TriDelta by being courteous and kind.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's such an easy thing to do. And if you can master this business etiquette, which is all based on being courteous and kind, it gives you knowledge to confidently present yourself with grace and intelligence in almost any business situation that you would encounter. And that leads to greater personal success, and that actually even leads to increased corporate or employer profitability. And that's really important.
That's huge.
Because you are representing yourself, your company, TriDelta, whoever you're associated and affiliated with, you are representing them. And so being kind, courtesy, practicing good business and any etiquette is paramount each day. And this becomes even more important now, because as we are in kind of this new normal and we don't get to see each other, you know, face to face as frequently, we really have to think about what we're doing and how we're presenting ourselves. And I also think that the job market's going to be a little bit different for our seniors, and really, whether they're seniors from college or graduate school, whatever it might be. And so you really, it's imperative. I mean, it's not just important. I mean, it's imperative that you set yourself apart and present yourself in a very positive way. And it's simple to do.
Absolutely. So I love this, right? Because I think it's so timely. And what I love about what you're going to share with our listeners today, because of course I got a sneak peek at your tips, is that the tips are transferable to every situation across different media, right? They're applicable, as applicable to face-to-face meetings as they are to video conferences, and that they can be used professionally and personally every day to remove some of that social friction from daily interactions, which allows you to really focus on building relationships. So the first thing that you say, interestingly, is to check your appearance. So say more.
Absolutely check your appearance, whether you're on the video conference or you're face to face. People decide if they like you within the first 7 seconds. That's, you know, proven. It's like you have no time, 7 seconds. And so for that first impression, super important. But appearance is the most important thing. I always kind of like to throw in where this information comes from, that it exists and is documented. And Amy Cuddy, who is Harvard Business School study, says that there are two snap decisions that are made, or judgments that are made, by your appearance, which is going to happen in those first 7 seconds or whenever you first see someone. The first question you're going to think about is the person trustworthy? And then the second one is that, are they credible? Wow. That's huge. And they're taking that all from your appearance. So check your appearance. A good outward appearance kind of signals that you're going to probably have some good qualities that people want to get to know and that you want to share.
Sure.
Your polished appearance opens doors. Your attention to detail translates attention to detail at work. People definitely notice. So how are you going to check your appearance? Just quickly, because it can be broad. First thing, dress the part. When in doubt, you know, notch it up. Err on the side of formality. This really shows how important you think your audience is, how important you think the position is, and respect for yourself. Respect for yourself and others is basically what that says. Have you ever heard the Tiffany theory?
I have not heard the Tiffany theory, but I'd love to learn.
All right. So the Tiffany theory is kind of fun. So if you get a Tiffany box from the Tiffany store.
Sure.
So what does it look like? It's blue and Tiffany blue with the white satin ribbon, and your heart kind of races and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be great, wonderful, cool. I've got to see what's inside because I know it's going to be wonderful. Same thing with us. If we are neat, detailed, present ourselves in a good way, people are going to be excited to get to know us and to take off that ribbon and go, okay, what else do they have to offer? I want to get to know that person. So I actually kind of keep a little Tiffany box on my desk, and it helps me remember that.
So that's awesome.
If it's an interview, if you're having to get ready for an interview, which a lot of these seniors may be doing, is that you want to research the company before you go on the website. There's lots of ways to do that these days, and we're all pretty savvy at that. But make sure that what you're wearing translates to the situation based on that research. Again, notch it up, be neat, appropriate, pay attention to that detail again, because it translates to work. And that's something that they're looking for. You want to be pressed. You don't want wrinkles. You don't want things that are dirty. You don't want your pajama top on in your video conference. You want to look nice. It's a real interview. You just happen to be on video rather than others. And a lot of that is in our global economy these days, that's much more normal in a lot of ways to have a video conference. Make sure you've got good hygiene. Brush your hair, pull it back, have it down, whatever it is. Be neat, be clean, look like you care that you made an effort. And that's super important these days. We all seem to get a little bit lazier maybe. Make sure your nails are manicured and clean, you know, kind of tone down the jewelry. This also kind of goes with an organized workspace.
And
if you're on video conference,
right,
all of that translates to being neat, but the workspace, that's a whole different topic. Anyway, so you're dressing the part, you've got good hygiene, and then you want to really check your body language. It's no different where you are. You want good posture. Every time I say that, I kind of think I sit up a little bit straighter. You even kind of set up a little bit straighter when I said posture. You want to make eye contact. You want to greet and smile. Smiles and posture speaks volumes about your confidence and your credibility. It's warm. Sure. It's friendly. And people really, really like that. And again, you just want to show the same on a video conference from home, that you would if you were meeting someone face to face. I say that from the higher level of the interviews and the first impressions. When you're video conferencing with your friends, and as you know, it's a different situation, but in the workplace for professional etiquette, it's the same. And kind of remember this, you want to put clients or potential employers at ease regarding your skills, regardless of how they're dressed. So if they're much more casual and you're dressed up, they're still going to think more of you because you're respecting your position. They already have the power of that interview because so they can kind of do what they want. On the flip side of that, if you're sitting in the other seat and you're mentoring the employees, dress how you want them to dress. I had a person that I'm mentoring speak to me and say, oh my gosh, I had a video conference with other associates in my office and a senior partner was presenting this conference or this meeting that we were having. And he showed up in his Hawaiian shirt to teach. And, and this was a very high level, high profile job. And several of the associates were visiting afterwards like, oh my gosh, was that what he needed to be wearing? So the fact that they just questioned it is very interesting and something I wasn't sure that they might have noticed. So point being, always be your best self because you never know who is watching.
That's such good advice in all aspects of life, right? And so consistent with what we aspire to be at TriDelta, right? All the time, becoming the best versions of ourselves. Now, your next tip is specific, right? It's about being on time. Time is important to everyone. It's something we can never get back. Say more about being on time.
Exactly. This is the number one thing that's important to people and that annoys them if you're not on time. So you always want to start out positive rather than apologizing for being late. Your time's no important than the next person's. And this is important for a meeting or an appointment or a deadline, whatever it is, be on time. Be a few minutes early. In fact, not too early, but a few minutes early. If you're late, it's disrespectful. It's inconsiderate. Although we do know that things happen. And so just keep everyone else informed as to why. After you show up on time, be sure you're prepared. You know, you've got your introductions done, that your ringtone's on silent. That all points to being on time. Allow for that. Repeated tardiness a lot of times breeds resentment.
Sure.
And people just aren't going to deal with you anymore, or they're not going to continue to make exceptions because you have taken something precious from them, which is time. It's a matter of choice. Punctuality is. It demonstrates that you have respect for others and that you honor your commitments. And this is something that employers are definitely looking for, and your peers as well. Punctuality is important. Be on time.
This was a good reminder. Actually, personally, for me. I appreciate this advice for many of our listeners. They might just get a giggle that you and I just had that conversation.
I'm giggling as well. So I obviously have to think about this on a regular basis as well.
Well, thank you for the gracious way in which you advice. So let's talk about your third tip. And this is important to communicate professionally, right? There are some easy cardinal rules of being etiquette, right? Your presentation, your timeliness being two of those. But, you know, now more than ever, we're having to rely on so many different forms of communication. And you say it's something we absolutely have to master. So talk to us a bit about communicating professionally.
It is so important to master this aspect, Karen, and it's broad, and so we'll touch on a few of those, but just remember, communicate professionally in this business instance. If you can communicate really well, you show yourself as someone that can communicate your thoughts, your ideas, and do that well, you are really much better equipped for success on the job as well as in your personal relationships. And good communication separates good businesses from really great businesses. And I think that's true for an individual as well. So communication takes lots of different forms, but we're just going to touch on a few today. The first one is email. I mentioned to you earlier that being on time was the first business etiquette breach.
Sure.
Sloppy email is the second one. And I think we've all experienced those.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you get comfortable or you forget to spell check, or maybe you just can't really spell or whatever it might be, you know, it might be, it also might be where you live, whatever it is. But when it comes to professionally, we really need to think about that. It should always reflect business language, correct business language. Proofread it. Your spelling, your grammar, your punctuation should be correct. Even though we're trying to be more friendly and communicate and connect, you kind of need to lose the emojis, lose the extra exclamation points. Remember, you're being professional and really think about what that looks like and make it short as well. About more than a paragraph, pick up the phone and give them a call or do that in a different way. You also want to return it within 24 hours at the most. If it's sure. business, a client, much quicker. And then from an interview perspective, be sure that you follow up with a thank you email immediately. Like, get off the conference, sit down and do it. It doesn't have to be long, but reach out to those people because a lot of times they're making those decisions right then, or, right. you know, within 20 or 30 minutes, they don't have time for the handwritten note to get to them right. and they need to feel thanked. And this, I can tell you, I hear it every day, sets people apart. And it's such an easy thing to do to show appreciation, to be gracious, to be kind, thankful.
That is so helpful, right? Because I think so many times, you know, we were taught, right? And our listeners, especially our collegians, maybe hearing from their parents, you write a handwritten note. You're saying it's a both and. Send that email right away, right?
I think it is.
And
it is
a handwritten note.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is a definite and. You know, you set yourself apart with the email one, and then you set yourself apart with the handwritten one. The handwritten one helps you begin to establish rapport with someone.
Sure. Yeah.
Super, super important to establish a good positive rapport. And something I think is really interesting at this point is that with so much digital communication these days, the power of the written word is, it's just never been greater. I mean, who doesn't love getting a handwritten note in their mailbox, whether it be Absolutely. Their home or yeah. their office? It's not a flyer or a bill or something, somebody right. wanting something. It's just, right. hey, thank you. And it's pretty and you appreciate it. And I would be willing to bet, Karen, that you have a pretty good idea of people that have written you handwritten yes. notes. And thank
yeah,
you
I was for just that. Thinking
I bet,
that.
I bet you can just call yes. them off. And,
yes.
and aren't they fun to pull back out
yes.
and remember that or to help
actually
someone?
Save them.
Oh, I do too.
Handwritten thank you notes. Yeah,
I do too. I do. So super, super important. And there's just no substitute for tangible expression. And you'll be remembered in a kind way. Everybody smiles and is happy. I kind of wondered about the value of this because we've heard so much lately about, no, you don't have to do it, just the email. I am told every day by different C-suite type people that, yes, this matters. On every level, it matters. Yes. Again, one of my mentees was telling me about how their senior partner came around and said, you need to have a box of stationery in your desk.
Oh yeah.
So that you can write notes. We want you to write notes. If someone expresses a kindness, does a good deed, if it's a client that you found something interesting that they might want to know, jot them a note. It will be remembered. It ramps up your professionalism, your kindness, establishing the rapport. Right. There's nothing bad about it. It's all good. And isn't it great to do something that there's always a positive response for? So
absolutely.
I think that's super, super important. So you've done the emails, you've written your thank you notes or whatever it might be. The other part of this that's so important is the conversation, Karen. I mean, just you and I visiting here today and, right. and practicing conversation, so, so important. You always want to have 10 questions ready. You want to be able to walk into any room, anytime, be able to talk to anybody about anything without right. offending them.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to get all that in 10 questions. But that's why you practice. I mean, you want to
right.
find a common ground. As a job applicant, you want to have questions for your interviewer. If you get up and walk out without asking a question or, nope, I'm good, thank you for having me, you're
it's
not
a missed opportunity. It really is.
It is. I mean, I know you interview lots of people, and I would imagine, I mean, how does that work for you? I mean, do you like it when they ask you questions? And
yes.
how does it make you feel?
Yeah.
I mean, most definitely, definitely important. This also applies to if you are doing something over a meal, business-wise. Right now, we're not really having,
that's
not happening right now. But you know what? You may have a virtual coffee hour, something where they
sure.
get to know Pay attention there. That small talk, if you can really have that good small talk, that can lead to some really big, important things, whether it's a job interview, a business conversation, or out with friends. You never know where that's going to lead. So definitely practice that. Do your homework. You'll shine. If you accept an invitation to something, you have an obligation to make a contribution, and you want it to be positive. And that contribution comes through your personality, your wit, and your charm. So practice up on the conversation.
That's great. That's such good advice.
I think it's interesting because if you've got your email, your handwritten notes, your conversation, all of these things, you also more than likely have a degree and you think that's going to get you in the door. But these life skills are things that are really going to help you get and keep the job.
Sure.
I mean, they positively set you apart from the rest of the competition. And again, so easy. It's learned. Anyone can do it. People want to do business with those that they know and have relationships with. If you practice proper business etiquette and show yourself as a person of grace and intelligence in any situation, you will go far.
Oh, I love those words. I love the optimism that you put forth here. And honestly, the simplicity of this, right? It's not it's not difficult to do these things.
No, not at all.
But it does take some intentionality, I think.
Yes, yes, most definitely.
And you use the word purposeful early on in the conversation, right? So keeping these things top of mind.
Exactly. You're right. It's very simple and it's very easy. And if you just practice them and make them a habit.
Well, Lynn, this has been such practical and helpful advice, ways to remind ourselves of how we incorporate professionalism into our everyday lives, really, and into our careers. So we just so appreciate you being with us, especially in the midst of a global pandemic.
Exactly.
Lynn, how can our listeners find out more about you and your company and the services you provide?
Well, thank you so much for asking, Karen. I can be found on my website, which is ltetiquette.com. You can also email me at lynn@ltetiquette.com. I'd stop and think for a minute. It's kind of like your phone number. You don't ever
usually call it. Right, you don't email yourself. This is good to
email yourself, right? So, but you can find me on the website, and it does have on my website, and it does have links to my email and for information. I can also be found on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm happy to visit with anybody at any point, and then also on Connect DDD. Tri-Deltas can reach out that way to me. And even if they just have a simple question about something that they're not sure about, I am more than happy to take a few minutes and walk through it. And always like to do that and share. You never know where those conversations are going to lead, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm always happy to do that. And I really appreciate you all visiting with me today and learning more about LT etiquette and the ways that we can help people and take the social friction out of their daily interactions.
Well, thank you, Lynn. We appreciate you so much. And to our listeners, huge thanks to Lynn Teal on sharing her 3 for you best tips today. We hope all of our members and our families are doing as Lynn and I are doing, remaining safe and following the important guidelines regarding COVID-19. I want to take a moment just to mention that there are so many Tri-Deltas serving on the front lines of this crisis in healthcare and law enforcement roles and other areas, sending our thoughts and our Delta love to all of them as they continue to exhibit unselfish leadership during this time. If you liked this 3 for You experience, you can find more topics at tridelta.org/3for you. And if there are additional topics you'd like to hear more about, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. And please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. You know, Tri-Deltas love things in threes, but for our podcast, we like 5-star ratings. Thank you for talking Tri-Delta with us today. Join us next time. Stay safe and bring you.